What would your motherhood look like if it was centered in the gospel? That's the heartbeat of this month. How do we know what the Word of God says about motherhood versus what tradition has told us about motherhood, what our own experience when we were mothered as a child tells us about motherhood, what we see exhibited by our friends or by media around us? What does it mean to have a motherhood centered in the gospel? Join me this month as we look at what God has to say about this role that we play with our children. Welcome back to the kitchen table. Here we are in the middle of a month where we are doing daily snapshots of what it looks like to be a gospel-centered mom. What does it look like when the centerpiece of our heart, the place that our mind rests, is in our identity in Jesus Christ? That's what it means to be gospel-centered, is to have the fullness of your identity run through a filter that says, Jesus declares my identity because of what he did at Calvary. And so therefore, anything that comes out from that, whether it is the role of motherhood, which is what we talk about here on the podcast, or any other role we play, it has to come under and sit under the umbrella of being gospel-centered, meaning it has to sit under the umbrella that Jesus declares your value and your worth through his works. Not anything that you and I do, not anything that we may achieve in our family life, not anything we may achieve by the way our kids live life, the way they emerge on the other side as adults, nothing. So we're limiting this talk about being gospel-centered to motherhood because I think it's missing. I think for most of us, we can see how God loved us enough to die for us when we're just talking in general terms about sin. But it's a struggle when we get into the thick of babies, toddlers, preteens, teens, and adult kids and interacting in our relationships with them. We've been talking about the truth that you are not the flaw in your motherhood. Like, it's not you. You're not the problem. But instead, God has declared that you are the plan. You are his plan all along for the kids that are in your home include you as mom. And he's not thrown by what you bring to the equation because he knows that when I choose to walk gospel-centered, which means that our attention is no longer on our circumstances, no longer on our motherhood, but instead our attention is on the one who completes it all. Our attention is on Jesus Christ. And we are running everything through the filter that says the Holy Spirit lives inside of me and he is planning to lead and guide and equip me as I pursue the one that I am reflecting. I am made in the image of God. I am reflecting God. And so when that becomes the equation, you or me surrendered, walking with God, then the outcome, the finish of this equation is exactly what God has designed for your motherhood. The outcome is exactly what he knew would be the fullness for your children. So that's, though, really hard in the everyday life. So this week, we're going to be looking at some lies that oftentimes emerge that we have to combat. Because if we're going to walk as ministers of the gospel, that's what it says that we are. It says it in several places. It says you're an ambassador for Christ. We talked about that before, a minister of reconciliation. And in Ephesians 3, verses 7 through 9, Paul says, he goes, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, given to me by the working of his power. That's for you and me too. We are ministers of the gospel in our homes. So what does it mean to be a gospel-centered mom? It means to know you're a minister of the gospel, which means you and I have got to figure out how the gospel settles into every nook and cranny of our motherhood and apply it there. We're going to be looking at lies this week, but before we can even look at them, what I want you to understand is this, is as a minister of the gospel, you have been given the fullness of peace, of hope, of joy, and of victory. And you have been charged, meaning it's been given to you, say, hey, because this is your role, this is what you get to experience and turn around and offer to your children. But oftentimes we're tired. And I need to confess to you, I struggle so many days with peace and joy and feeling victorious. I'm caught up in worry and doubt and discouragement. I look at my circumstances and let my circumstances dictate my identity. And so today, in this just little brief snapshot, I want you to understand this truth. Your identity has been determined. God calls you his daughter. He has called you a minister of reconciliation in your home, an ambassador for him, the one who offers the gospel to others. And his gospel is a gospel of joy and peace and victory. And we're going to get into this the rest of this month. But for today, I need you to understand that is your true identity and allowing your circumstances to declare your identity versus allowing God to declare your identity is the first misstep we often make. I make it a lot. I want you to hear me. I am not like, I have not beaten this. This is the assault the enemy throws on us. Is because your circumstances say this, therefore it must be true about you. And what I want you to understand is your circumstances may stink. God calls you his daughter, and he invites you to step into his throne room and receive the grace and the mercy you need in your time of need, and to then walk in that peace and offer to the next generation the grace and the mercy that comes at the cross. You and I were made ministers according to the gift of God's grace. Don't let the wording of Ephesians 3:7 get missed by you, my sweet friend. This is a gift of God's grace, but it is offered with all of his power to you and to me. So for today, as you step into your day and circumstances want to tell you that you are not walking well, return your gaze to the one who gives you his grace and remind yourself, let the Spirit speak to you. You are his minister, his ambassador, a physical reconciler for the one who offers true reconciliation to our kids. Thank you for joining me as we are centering our motherhood in the truths of the gospel. I pray that you will gain confidence and clarity to know how God sees your motherhood and invites you deeper into relationship with him. Thanks for joining me on the Warrior Mama podcast. Are you ready to start praying God's word over your child's life, over their future, over their present, praying for their protection, praying for their decision-making, praying for their character to be different, praying that they come to know Jesus as their savior and that they walk more in love with him than you ever have? Are you ready to pray that way for your child? A Warrior Mama's Prayers Journal is designed for the course of a year to help you pray confidently God's promises and truths, specifically for your child or for your children. Journaling and watching God at work month after month, returning to the same prayers and seeing what God has done from one month to the next. It's simple, and yet it's powerful. You can grab a copy of a free introductory prayer guide down below in the links, but can I encourage you to invest your time and pray specifically, powerfully, and confidently the Word of God over your child's life through a Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal.